views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Hey there, True Believers. It's David Hickney. We're back, Freak of the Week. This week, we're talking about the diaper gin. Here with me tonight is Hermione Blocher. Is it Blocher?
Bloker.
Bloker.
Yes. I'm pleased to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. You're an expert on the diaper gin. Is
yes,
that correct?
The diaper gin.
Okay. So what is a diaper gin?
Oh, well, he's a mystical creature.
Okay.
And he can create these human emissions at the snap of a finger.
Human emissions. You mean like...
Any human emissions.
Like anything that comes out of a human body.
Precisely.
In any state. So solid, liquid, or gas.
Well, yes.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to introduce my co-host. Sorry. With us also is Roger. Roger's back now that we're back here. Roger, say hi to Hermione. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's nice, Roger. Okay, good. Good, good, good. Sorry about that, Hermione. I know you're a little confused that the co-host is a praying mantis. But...
Yes, I was going to ask, but I really wasn't sure what was going on there.
Well, he's okay. So he was a gift from someone who can be a little annoying at times, but was being nice at the time.
I see.
And so he's my companion. He's my friend. He's my best friend. He's my co-host. So, if he asks you any questions, feel free to answer those questions.
People tend to ignore him. Not, but all right, if you insist.
No, Roger, it's okay. I told you sometimes people get freaked out by bugs. It's not.
Does he really do this the whole time?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, damn it.
So sorry.
Yes. I gifted him Roger because I thought he needed a companion, and puppies are just a little bit too much work
yes.
for someone like David, so I gifted him Roger, and they've bonded quite nicely, actually.
For those of you that don't know, that's
he takes
Elizabeth
him everywhere.
Marin.
Wow.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Marin. I, the voice of reason, also David's
voice
sister.
Who gave her brother a praying mantis for a best friend.
What's
yes.
wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
All right. We're getting off topic a little bit, and we already introduced Elizabeth Marin, which is really kind of annoying at this point. Let's talk about this diaper gin. So it can create human emissions.
Yes.
Have you experienced this?
I have. I've done extensive studies on these, and it's really rather remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And so essentially they snap their fingers.
Okay.
And bam, there's just any sort of emission. You know, I think that a lot of practical jokers, if they were able to get their hands on these, would really have fun. But
okay,
thankfully, they're rather hard to catch.
Okay, what do they look like? Are they like floating specters? Are they like people? What do they look like?
Well, they can take any form, really. It's a gin.
They're shapeshifters.
Yes.
Jeez.
So whatever suits their situation.
So how do you identify one, then? How do you know it's a diaper gin?
It's very hard to tell. I mean, the finger snap, of course,
right,
is
so
essential.
So you don't know for sure until they've snapped their fingers and you've emitted something from your body.
Yes.
So what was your first time experiencing a diaper gin? What happened to you?
Well, sadly, I was in primary school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so embarrassed. There was a boy I liked, Colin.
And Colin?
Colin.
She said Colin. She has an accent, David. She's not from the United States.
No. Oh, okay. Yes. Where are you from, then?
I'm from England.
I see. Okay, so you were with Colin at primary school, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what happened?
That's what they call elementary school in England.
I knew that, Elizabeth Mirren. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Right, Roger? Roger says yes.
Yes, Roger's nodding.
Oh, dear God. Anyway, so I was trying to get the attention of Colin and, you know, just doing all of my immature little things that we, you know, they're so quaint when you look back, but, oh. So he perches on your mic, too.
Sometimes. Right. Yeah. I like Roger.
Yeah. Yes, even when he tries to kill us sometimes, but it's okay because he's a little mantis.
Mm, yes, he's very dignified, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great. So what was happening with you and Colin? Colin, sorry.
No worries. He had caught my eye, mm-hmm. but Hermione... Another Hermione in my...
There was another Hermione?
There's always another Hermione.
Jeez, what?
Yes. But she was the rather more popular one. Anyway, so she decided to play a little prank on me. And all of her other friends were with her in a circle. And they called me over and I was kind of excited because I didn't get included a lot. But anyway, all of a sudden, they started saying that I had made these smells, and it was rather unpleasant.
What kind of smells?
Well, you know, the sort that would come from bodily functions.
Like burps?
Like if you were to pass gas.
Farting?
Yes.
Okay, so you made fart smells.
Like when you eat the weird chocolate hummus.
Hey, yes. That stuff's good.
Yes, but it makes you...
Chocolate hummus?
It makes me not want to visit the basement. We'll put it that way.
I don't know if it's an American thing. It's a thing. Roger loves it.
Is it like some Nutella?
What's in Nutella?
Hazelnut and chocolate.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
Yes, you spread it on your toast.
I don't eat toast because it's the white bread industry is they fill the bread with nanites. You can't eat white bread.
Well,
nanites. Okay,
there are. Other sorts of breads, of course.
So these kids say you made fart smells. Oh, did you have something to say?
Oh, I was just going to say that I find it fascinating that due to a childhood trauma that you had where you were bullied on the playground, you have created an entirely fictional character to blame.
Whoa. Wait.
To hide your embarrassment.
We haven't even seen the diaper gin come into the story and you're already calling it fictional.
That's because it doesn't exist, David.
Oh, but they do exist.
Right. So
no,
please,
they don't.
Please, Hermione, please finish your story so we can hear the truth.
Yes. Well, as we're all in the circle, suddenly there is a new child that I had not met.
Okay.
And I just assumed she had moved in or transferred from another school.
Was her name Hermione as well?
No, she...
That would be statistically... Highly unlikely.
I didn't think there could be two Hermiones at a school.
Oh, well, you didn't grow up in England.
That's true. I grew up a God-fearing American.
Yes, definitely regionally, Hermione is a much more popular name in that part of the world, but it's still very unlikely that you would have two in the same school.
Fair enough.
Was it a large school?
No, not really. Huh. Mm. You know, just...
And this was pre-Harry Potter, too.
It was.
What's Harry Potter?
It's a series of novels. You should check it out sometime. You might actually enjoy it.
It's rather delightful.
Okay. They have real stories in them?
You know what? Actually, maybe you shouldn't check them out. I think you might take them a little too literally. They are fictional.
I don't read fiction anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this small child appears.
Okay.
Well, I mean, not out of thin air or anything. We hadn't noticed her, or I hadn't noticed her, but...
Right.
I just assumed she was part of the group, and she snapped her fingers,
mm-hmm.
and there was this god-awful omission, but they blamed it on me. But then later, none of these girls claimed to have seen this other girl. That's how I don't have a name for her. She was never named, but it was this djinn that had been lurking about and appeared.
So,
just for that occasion, some mischief.
So the kid snapped her fingers.
Yes.
And you farted?
No, I did not. I did not fart.
Okay, so then where did the gas come from?
From the diaper gin.
Okay, so the gas came from its fingers?
Well, no, it kind of comes into the air. You see it.
It just appears.
Yes, and that's the other distinction. The emissions have kind of a glow about them, depending on what sort of a smell or emission.
Okay.
It'll have just kind of an aura around
what
it.
What color was the emission?
Green.
Green.
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of a chartreuse.
Were you the first to smell it?
I believe I know where you're going with this. No, I was not.
Roger thinks that maybe you
the rest of the girls around the circle, they started to, you know, wave their hands and point at me. And of course, Colin was in view.
Colin was in view.
Yes.
Okay. And did they see the glow from the emission as well, or just you?
Well, no, they just said it was me.
Okay, so
they none of them,
it, but they didn't see it.
Exactly.
But you saw it.
I saw it, and I saw this
and
other.
And smelt it.
Yes, I saw it,
okay.
And I saw the this other person,
right,
who I would later learn was the diaper gin.
Okay, so see, that's a totally plausible story, Elizabeth.
I mean, if you don't believe in science or reason, of course it is.
And I'm guessing you've seen more diaper gin since then. Is that correct?
Well, yes, but it wasn't until I was at university.
Do you see diaper gin, say, every Taco Tuesday?
No, but I do believe they like to hang out at places, you know, gastro places,
right,
that have some more flatulent-inducing foods.
Do you have Taco Tuesday in England?
No, that's purely American.
Okay, then. See? Wow. Why don't you just be more judgy there, Elizabeth?
They have Taco Tuesday in most of Central and South America.
I have studied in
Tuesday.
Wow, that's racist.
Not really.
So, you mentioned university. What university did you go to?
Oxford.
Oxford. I've heard of that. A nice, old-fashioned school. Much better than, like, a West Coast American university.
It's quite prestigious.
Yes, quite prestigious. Jeez. Roger, are you okay? Okay, sorry.
That mantis,
I told
is,
you to stop feeding him the hummus.
Remarkable.
It's not good for him.
He eats it on his own. Like, he'll dip a bee head into the hummus and then just go to town. And he's like...
I have a hard time believing that.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It is amazing. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break and hear from some of our sponsors. And then we'll be right back with some colors and more from Hermione Bloker. True Believers Freak of the Week is sponsored by Childu, the energy drink that makes you feel cool. That's Childdo. Now with 100% less heroin.
Hey everyone, this is Nick Mataragas from Surreal. I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a taste of all the things I've had to tolerate while recording this season so that you know what I went through to give you this new season of Surreal, which comes out September 21st. Thanks.
Her name is Pumpernickel or Pumper whatever.
Pepernickel, yeah.
We called her Pumpernickel,
sure,
because her face looked like a friggin' piece of pumpernickel. She was not
that seems
an
very
attractive
mean
girl.
Okay. Did that make you uncomfortable?
At first, yes. But then I realized that I wasn't an American pussy, and I was fine with it.
So you think it was just like an unwritten understanding?
I am not aware.
Of your own thoughts?
At this time, no. I am not aware of my own thoughts.
I like to name my sponges.
I feel like I should take the, Third Amendment on this because I...
Do you mean the Fifth?
I think we've had quite enough insertions for the day, quite frankly.
Agreed.
All right, we're back, True Believers. Thank you for listening to those ads from our sponsors. Buy their stuff, listen to their things, do whatever they ask you to do because they're helpful and they don't work for the government. We are talking about the diaper gin with Hermione Bloker and Elizabeth Marin.
Hello.
And Roger. See, Roger, I didn't forget that time. I know you were a little upset that I forgot you at the beginning of the episode, but now I mentioned you. Yeah, no, of course. You're my partner in this, man. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah. Fist bump. Cool. Hermione, we're going to take some callers. Hopefully, Elizabeth will see, once we have some callers who have actually experienced this phenomenon other than Hermione, that this is a real thing. And it's a danger. It's a danger, right?
Well, it can certainly lead to some mental health issues.
Right, mental health issues.
Like manifesting an entire creature to cover up for a childhood trauma.
Well, Elizabeth, I know that you are the voice of reason and all here.
Well,
but,
she says that.
However, you did give your brother a praying mantis.
I still don't understand why that's an issue.
It's a very confusing
He tried
thing to
bring up. Fist bump before the break.
But I didn't try to. We oh, fist bumped. Yes.
Well, yes. I mean, Roger doesn't actually have fists, so it was more it was just the little praying mantis.
Yeah, the little claws. Yeah.
Just be gentle. He's very small.
No, it's fine. Roger's fine. He loves it.
Okay,
we've got a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Yeah, I'm a little offended that you guys would have an episode about me and not call me.
Wait, are you a diaper gin?
I am. I'm diaper gin.
Diaper gin.
I'm diaper gin.
Wait, are you saying gin or Jim?
I'm diaper gin. And you guys are having an episode about me, and I don't really appreciate this.
Wait, so when you snap your fingers, people make farts?
Well, I don't know what they do when I snap my fingers. I don't know, but this is outrageous.
Well, snap your fingers. See what happens. Roger, stop farting, dude.
Oh, this is too much.
Do you see just that?
Yeah.
That vapor.
You see the vapor coming out of Roger's
And see
butt?
How it has that greenish hue.
Insects don't pass gas.
Yeah, it's coming right out of his thorax
yes,
butthole.
But it doesn't matter.
I think Roger might be a she.
It is a she. No, we've talked about that. Roger does not have a penis. Roger is a she, but I call him he. Because Roger was born female, but identifies male.
But the biology doesn't matter.
You've had this conversation with Roger.
Yes.
I would like to say that I'm actually thinking about talking to an attorney about this.
About what?
You guys are doing an episode about me.
I'm still not sure if your name is Jim or Jin.
My name is Diaper Jim. That's what they called me in college.
James, may I call you James?
Yes. That James. Was actually preferred.
Wait. Are you possibly wearing some adult diapers at the moment?
Well, yeah, I mean... That's where I got the name from. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a little bit of anal leakage, and
Roger, stop laughing at him.
You laugh at me.
You could actually, you should talk to a nutritionist. I think that could help a lot with your issues.
Well, it depends.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about Diaper Jin.
Diaper Jim, that's not, my name.
No, it ends with an N, not an M.
How does it end with an N? It's Jim.
It's like a genie, but without the restrictions. It's a gin.
I have no restrictions.
Oh, God. You should have some dietary
restrictions.
Especially
on my anus.
All right. Thank you so much, Diaper Jim, for calling, I guess. Wow. Roger, I know. It's sometimes, once in a while, we get a caller that doesn't know what we're talking about.
You
happens.
Always
what?
Have that.
Once in a while.
Oh, boy.
Yes. So when I was at university, there was a forum.
Okay.
I truly believed that I was a little insane or something growing up because nobody else could corroborate having seen this djinn.
Because they don't exist.
Oh, stop saying that.
I went through a lot of years of trauma, Elizabeth, because of this.
Yeah,
so
I'm
by
sure
the time
you did.
I got
and
to university, I was...
That.
Oh, I had very good psychologists. However... When I got to the university, there were others in that had a forum.
A forum.
Yes. And I went and I listened and realized I was not alone.
She was not alone,
there
Elizabeth.
There were others that had seen this phenomenon.
There you go. She is not a solo act on this. She has other people that have seen diaper gins.
Yes, there were three others there.
Three other people.
Three others. And what can you enlighten us a little bit about what their stories were with their experiences with these djinn?
Well, yes, they'd had sightings over the years. Sometimes they would be a victim. Sometimes, actually, one member is quite the prankster. And he was playing a prank on his little brother. And the djinn appeared. They were at a park. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, he's been just tracking them.
He was playing a prank. What type of prank?
Oh, just the same sort. Like with my encounter with Colin. He was trying to use his bodily functions to embarrass his younger brother.
Ah, see?
And you think that that's a mythical creature and not just a brother doing brotherly things?
Well, yes, but then, as I said, this stranger appeared. And all of a sudden, you know, there was this hue. And
so two young boys were in a park alone and a stranger appeared. Well, not alone, but... And you think that it was a mythical creature?
Yeah.
This is his story.
What would you think? Why wouldn't you think that?
Well, first of all, I think two young boys playing in the park alone
I did not say they were alone. I said that they were at a park.
Okay.
And
so their parents were there?
Well, yes, but you know, parents at parks, they sit on the benches and they're talking and...
They're on their cell phones.
Yes. Well, this was thankfully before the cell phones.
Ah, good.
You know, but good. Very different sort of childhood.
Look, we're going to...
I agree.
We're going to get more proof here. We're going to take another caller, and I'm sure, because I'm sure it's not going to be Diaper Jim again, that we'll have another witness to Diaper Jins.
Yes. Do you screen your calls?
No, we just take them. Raw and unfiltered. Because that's what we do here at Freak of the Week. All right, caller, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Amanda Schlietwith.
Schlietwith. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from just outside of Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay. And have you had experiences with a diaper gin? What's going on here?
No, I have experiences with your show. I can't even tell you, Mr. Hickney, how disappointed I have been in listening to this nonsense.
Nonsense? What do you mean?
I find myself alone as a true American here just outside of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And I look to your show to provide the Americanness, to open the lines of discussion, to tell us what the real truth is. And first, you bring on a non-American on the show, and then you indulge a conversation in which they talk about adding chocolate to hummus and adding chocolate to hazelnuts. What is this, Mr. Hickney? This is becoming not the show that I know. This is becoming the show of communism.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. We are not communists here, Freak of the Week. I don't know where you're getting that from. Look.
I mean, you did move into my basement, and now I have to share half of my income supporting you. It's a little bit communist.
You burned down my trailer.
I did not. You burned down your own trailer, David.
You caused me to burn down my trailer.
I caused you. I forced you to burn down your own trailer.
Why are you coming after me when this person from Boston is yelling at me on the phone?
First of all, I don't like the accusations, but if you know anything about communism, our relationship is a bit communist.
Of course you
did. Just trying to point out some parallels.
Of course you would agree with Amanda on this one.
Also, chocolate and hummus just is disturbing.
I think it's amazing, and so does Roger. And Roger is giving this caller the middle finger, if you could see it.
Roger does not have a middle finger. He is, in fact, a praying mantis.
Symbolically, let's be real.
All right, yes.
Look, caller, here's the thing. I am a true blue American, and this show is about the truth. And if an American expert had stepped up and wanted to talk about the diaper gin, I would have brought them on the show. But Hermione was the one that reached out to me. And honestly, you know, eventually we're going to reverse colonialize England anyways.
Oh, so I see how it is. You just decide that you can't find an American better, so you outsource.
I didn't say better.
You outsource.
I didn't say better.
The government has taken hold in this. Capitalistic monkeys have taken over.
Wait, am I capitalist or am I communist? Which is it there, Amanda?
You are a monkey.
This is getting a little heated, isn't it?
I mean, we are primates.
You are a hairy monkey.
We're all primates. You're a primate too.
You're a monkey.
I don't have a tail. Monkeys have tails. I don't have a tail. Roger, look, do you see a tail on my butt? No, see, Roger's confirming I don't have a tail. You're wrong.
Because I am, Mr. Monkey. Oh, I mean Hickney. No, I mean Monkey.
Oh, God, I'm just gonna... Roger, I swear, I'm sorry, Roger. I know I'm getting angry, and I gotta calm down, and you're right. Right, you're right. Woosa, woosa. Okay, thank you, Roger, thank you.
Do you happen to have a kettle I could put on?
A kettle?
I could really use a
kettle. She'd like some tea.
If you don't mind.
I drink coffee. I'm an American.
Well,
yeah, I'll put on a kettle for you.
Thank you so much.
Do you like Sleepy Time or Earl Grey?
I don't know what Sleepy Time is, so how about some... Yeah, Earl Grey would be lovely.
Okay. Look, True Believers, yes. as you know, I am an American. I think that you all know that besides, you know, this Amanda, whatever her name was, from Boston. I have to say, I feel like we're going off the rails a little bit here. We're supposed to be talking about the diaper gin. If you're a caller and you want to talk about the diaper gin, this is your time to call in now. I think we have another caller on the line. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Yeah, hi. I'm Phil Levendale, MBA. I'm with the firm of Flocknar, Skeenis, and Frank. Is this Mr. Hockney I'm speaking with?
Hickney, David Hickney.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I was listening to your show, and I was just fascinated. I represent diaper brand liquors, and we were looking for a promotional mascot. What? Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what is diaper brand liquors?
We are the 17th largest liquor distributors in the United States, and we heard your show, and quite frankly, when you started talking about this subject, we were very interested.
Okay, so I just Googled diaper brand liquors. It seems like your primary export is Malort, right?
Ew.
Well, that's...
I have heard it.
That is currently the case, yes. Yes, you know...
Wait, so...
Which actually would be quite fitting for diaper gin smells.
We're looking to branch out into various other kinds of liquors, specifically, as our British friend here would know about, gin. Specifically.
Oh, lovely.
So I can see, I'm sure you can see where I'm going with this.
G-I-N, gin.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
So wait.
Oh, I love
you want that. To find a diaper gin to be the spokesperson for diaper gin.
Exactly, yes.
That would be fantastic. I love that.
Okay. We're
very clever marketing.
As much as I don't like corporate people, this does lead us to a good talking point. How do you actually capture a diaper gin?
Well, it's rather tricky. However, you can. You must trap them, catch them in a plastic bag, and then it sounds peculiar, but it's important. Mm-hmm. You must twist it closed, counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise.
The bag.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And what if you go clockwise? What happens?
It can escape.
It'll escape. Okay.
It sounds bizarre. I know. However, that's what you have to do.
We would really need to be able to have the gin be able to sign a contract from within the bag. Would that be a problem?
Well, if you had a deal in which they could create some mischief, perhaps if you had promotional tours where they could, you know, snap their fingers and make all the crowd have all these emissions.
That'd be wonderful.
Then they might.
That sounds awful.
They might be up for it.
Or you could just... Let's just dispense with reality for a second and assume these creatures exist. Perhaps you could just ask one instead of trying to put them into indentured servitude,
Have you never had one of those unexplained SBDs?
SBDs.
That's a little bit personal. That has happened to me.
Yes.
I can confirm that.
I don't think it's a mythical creature. It's usually... a product of, too much kale or something of the like.
I'm sorry, is SBD, is that a marketing term?
Silent but deadly.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
It's a fart term.
It is. I actually borrowed it from my American friend.
I'm sorry, does this involve farting? Because that would wreak havoc with the 35 to 45 demographic we're really trying to shoot for.
Well, I mean,
it can.
If you have control of the diaper gin, does it have to be a fart or can be any emission?
It can be. No, it's not just a fart. It can be any bodily emission.
Is there a specific emission you're interested in?
Well, we're looking for something classic, but at the same time, family-friendly. We want family-friendly emissions, if we can all.
Family-friendly emissions. Yeah. That sounds like a good old-fashioned burp.
Burp is the most American emission that we know of.
It's pretty American.
Yeah.
Which would be lovely, however, they are rather difficult to control.
Sure. So, Hermione, you mentioned you put them in a bag to catch them.
Yes. Can you plastic. Put... Must be a...
Plastic bag.
Yes.
Can you put
plastic
more...
Plastic is terrible for the environment.
But great for diaper gin capture.
It is.
Can you capture more than one and if you in one bag?
No.
And if you do, do you have to twist between each part, each gin in the bag?
You really need one
just
per
one.
Bag.
Okay, one per bag. Okay, good to know. Good to know. Phil, thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you, Phil. We'll
be in touch. We'll do.
Well, don't be in touch with me. You can be in touch with Hermione if you want. But I will say I think you should change professions because I don't like anybody that works in corporate. But thank you for leading us down a path of knowledge. So for that, I appreciate it. For the working for a corporate company trying to create corporate things, you can go to hell. Well, all right. Roger, good job.
I would have rather liked his information.
Roger, good job on the hang-up button on that one, buddy. We're going to go ahead and take another break, and then we'll be back right after some words from our sponsors. True Believers, Freak of the Week is sponsored by Tom's Natural Deodorant, now with the ability to deodorize. Why smell good when you can Tom's?
Greetings, Earther scum.
Hey, friend, don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't going to like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memorial Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, apple sauce.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say...
Don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma. Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
They are getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
You're not cleaning that up again.
All right, True Believers, thank you for listening to those messages from our sponsors. We are here in our final segment of this episode with Hermione Bloker talking about the diaper gin. Elizabeth, this is when you're supposed to be talking. I don't know why. Well, she actually talked to you first, so I guess.
Hermione addressed me. Was I supposed to just ignore her to follow your ridiculous rules?
Well, they're not ridiculous rules. They're rules because we want consistency for the listeners. That's what we're trying to do here is have a consistent show so people know that they can trust us.
Many of our listeners have schizophrenia. I don't know if they even know what's happening half the time.
Well, where do you get these stats?
I didn't actually throw any statistics
at you.
I simply said many. I just based on the people that call in.
I have never heard a schizophrenic on our phone line. Not one.
I think maybe we should go back and listen to some old episodes.
Hermione, have you heard any schizophrenics today?
Well,
wasn't just talking about today.
I know, but I'm asking just for example today.
I'd rather not say.
Was that Roger? No, she's not talking about me. Why do you think that? What? No, she's fine. No, not that kind of fine. Roger, this is not the time. We're in the middle of an episode.
So the diaper gin as well.
Yes, let's talk about the diaper gin more.
They're actually, we have in our studies found, they're created when two rashi cheeks rub together.
Two rashi cheeks?
Yes.
Like face cheeks?
Any.
Any cheeks. So it could be a face cheek and a butt cheek.
Yes. Or two... butt cheeks.
Right, or two butt cheeks. Or could it be like a rashy pig cheek and like a person cheek?
That actually has never been documented. However, pigs are very intelligent creatures.
They also have delicious cheeks. Elizabeth, that's one of the few things Elizabeth does is she can cook. She made me some pig cheek that was really good.
Pork cheek is delicious. I would also, just to prevent the spread of disease, if you have a rash on any cheek, I would recommend not rubbing it up against another cheek because that's just
good advice.
Good way to spread disease.
You know when you walk, your cheeks rub together, right?
Well, that is another aspect.
I mean, it depends.
No pun intended. Yes, I know. Given, yes.
So
caliber of you.
So are we? So what do we do? Like, if we have rashy cheeks, how do we? Like, do we need baby powder, lotion?
Yes.
What do we do?
Yeah, some sort of cream would be advisable.
Okay, half and half.
Like a Desitin that would use on a baby.
Okay, so baby creams.
Yeah, well, they're more like a paste.
And like glue? Are you talking about gluing cheeks together?
No, but
don't do that.
It's
anyone.
More the consistency.
Okay, so it's like a thicker cream.
Yes. Okay. So it will stay in place.
Like you British people call, what is it called? Clotted cream?
Oh, yes. Do you have some?
No, I just heard the term.
I just want to dispel anyone who may have gotten the idea that putting clotted cream on your body is a good idea. No.
What if you're into that thing, that kind of thing?
It's still a good way to get an infection.
I mean, people like whipped cream on their bodies.
It's still a good way to get an infection or to draw insects.
It's much better with a scone.
No, Roger, she doesn't mean drawing a picture of you. Stop it. Okay, we're going to take a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hemi, is that you?
Wait, what?
Hemi, is that you?
Hello?
Hello, it's Colin.
Colin?
Colin?
I've been looking for you forever.
This is fascinating.
Wait, Colin, did you call her Hermie?
Well, that's what we used to call her.
Hermie.
That was Colin's pet name. How are you listening to this broadcast?
I'm listening on the radio. It's broadcast live.
Radio 4?
Yeah, well, you don't understand. I'd like to apologize to you because I farted in front of you. And then I moved away.
Oh, I...
And they blamed you for it.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Is Colin a diaper gin?
No, Colin is a man that exists in reality.
I had a little too much Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, and then, Colin.
And then I farted. And it was so embarrassing, I asked my mom to move away. And we moved to Alaska.
Wait, you moved to Alaska?
We moved to Alaska.
Beautiful country, Alaska.
It's a state.
And all this time I didn't know.
By country, I mean the... Never mind.
Sure you did.
It's a turn of phrase.
The landscape, Shirley. However, Colin.
I never knew. Every day. Every day in Alaska.
You did?
I did.
Oh.
I feel like we've got like a love connection thing going on here. You feeling that, Elizabeth?
I actually am, yeah. One of the few times I agree with you. This is lovely.
All of this talk about farts is like connecting people.
I don't know if that's what's connecting people, but...
Well, we all... Look, true believers, listen, we all fart.
We do.
So the idea of us connecting through our farts is a beautiful, magical idea. And it's romantic. I encourage all of you true believers to go out there, find your partner, and just let it rip.
Eat some Yorkshire pudding.
Eat some Yorkshire pudding, whatever that is. Move to Alaska, call a show about diaper gins.
Maybe don't wait 20 years to admit something to someone that has changed their entire life.
I didn't know how to reach you, Hermione.
Letters are good.
I just need a moment. I'm...
Oh, honey, do you need a tissue?
I just... My life feels like a lie.
Here.
I'm sorry, Emmy.
Well, I must get you.
This is a really beautiful
so
healing moment. I'm very much enjoying being a part of it.
I just want to point out that Roger is crying right now.
He's not bloody crying. He's a praying mantis.
Why are you so angry at Roger?
You have a lot of emotions right now. Oh, Colin.
Colin, are you going through some type of 12-step program? Is that why you decided to call today, of all days? 20 years later?
The first time I was able to track Hermie down.
Yeah, it's not like she's been on the show before.
She didn't move, though. You did. You knew where she lived,
yes,
where she went to school.
And I was very embarrassed, and I could not
embarrassed okay. because
so
of the fart?
It wasn't that you were unable to contact her. You just didn't want to. You weren't ready yet.
Well, no. I mean, psychologically, I could not pick up the phone and call.
Look, if my wife, Sheila, had farted and then moved away before we got married, and then she called me 20 years later and said, hey, I moved away because I farted, I would totally understand that.
I knew someone that moved away because they farted. I don't think I would think about them anymore. It's very strange.
The thing is that they blamed her for the fart.
You did let them blame her.
I did. I was too embarrassed. I never ate Yorkshire pudding after that.
Ever?
Ever.
What is a Yorkshire pudding?
Don't eat it. It makes you fart.
Do you know how much therapy I had to have?
You made her believe in fictional creatures.
They're not fictional, dammit!
Yes, they are!
But we've had other sightings.
Yeah. Like those three people she went to college with.
Yes.
Is it possible that those three people were just, you know, messing with you?
They might have.
Well,
is it at all possible that people found out about your strange belief and decided, you know, another form of bullying?
My mom always did say I was a little gullible.
I could see that.
Roger, what is going on here? Why are we, like, this episode's falling apart. Damn it.
David, is it also possible, all of these things that we talk about, are you not surprised that we're finding out that one of them might actually not exist? Do you really believe in everything?
We've had experts and callers constantly. This episode is weird because we've had no one else call in that has actually seen a diaper gin or smelled a diaper gin, and I don't get it.
It's because they don't exist. I feel like we're having a slight breakthrough right now, David. Able to admit that one of these creatures does not exist.
This is weird. All right, Colin, thank you so much for calling in. Please go ahead and email or just mail Hermione or whatever. We're going to take one last caller. Hopefully that will turn this whole thing around because Elizabeth Marin is starting to make me feel icky. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Yeah, my name is Alex.
Hi, Alex.
I'm from Phoenix.
Hi, Alex.
Hi. My question is for Roger.
Okay.
Roger, if I had a diaper gin in my room, would you still come over and hang out with me?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good answer, Roger. That's a good answer.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew that's what you would say, Roger. I knew it. Honestly, it's typical you, man. Typical you.
It's totally Roger.
Thanks, friend.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for calling in. Well, true believers, I don't know what to say about this episode. Roger apparently is going to go hang out with some people in Phoenix for a little bit, which is cool, I guess. I didn't get invited for some reason. Hermione Bloker is, I don't know, is she in love? Is that what's going on here, Elizabeth? Is she in love?
I think she's just experiencing relief.
Relief?
Yes. Something that's just been pent up inside her for so long, and she's finally able to release it. Yes. It's a wonderful feeling.
Sure is.
I'm glad that we could be here for it.
Sometimes I take those pent up things and release them just all over the place.
Yeah, that's why we had to build you your own bathroom in the basement.
Appreciate that. Roger appreciates it too.
So all does right. my husband.
Yeah, well, he's kind of a tool bag.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much to True Believers for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode for Roger, Elizabeth Marin, and Hermione Bloker. I'm David Hickney, signing off.
Cheers.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. I don't know how that works. She's my sister. All of the experts and phone calls are performed by a cast of actors? What in the world? I don't know who Lindsay Chmielarski, Alan Morgan, Elizabeth Grahulik, and Patrick Harrington are, but we're going to have to go to Pound Town, for sure. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Produced, yeah, okay. Freak of the Week is a Memorial Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development. Ooh.